flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back, folks. We are here on Media Row, and this is brought to you by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and Soso, and we thank them for their participation. Every other week or so, we set aside a segment to talk about the Port of New Orleans, how important it is to the economic activity through so many parishes in the lower half of the state of Louisiana and in the upper half as well. And we are joined by Janine Mansour, Port NOLA Director of Trade Development, as well as Christopher Britton, Lineage VP, Regional Sales for Port NOLA. Folks, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Noel. Happy to be here.
So, Janine,
thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you for joining us. So, Janine, I'll let you start out about the importance of the relationship between Port NOLA and Lineage Logistics.
Yeah, perfect. So Lineage has been a great tenant and partner of Port NOLA. They operate two facilities on port property. And, you know, Lineage took over through an acquisition of Emergent Cold, which had recently purchased New Orleans Cold Storage, or NOCS, which is actually the oldest cold storage operator in North America, which was founded in 1885. So Lineage has two facilities, which Chris will, you know, get into more of the nitty-gritty of, but one is right on dock on the Mississippi River at Henry Clay Avenue, just adjacent to our container terminal, so offers a lot of synergies and close proximity to the container terminal, where 10,000 containers per year of export poultry are sent out via the Port of New Orleans. The second facility is on the Industrial Canal at Jordan Road, where they recently completed a $40 million expansion to increase capacity.
So when we talk about cold storage warehousing as it relates to overall tonnage, I think they're pretty substantial numbers that move through the port, right?
Absolutely. So frozen poultry is actually our second largest export moving in containers. It's right behind plastic resin, which is coming out of the Baton Rouge Chemical Corridor area. So by the numbers, we're averaging about 10,000 containers per year of export refrigerated containers of frozen chicken. So what does that mean in more relatable numbers? So if you think of it on a per pound basis, on average, about 54,000 pounds is loaded into each shipping container. So that's 540 million pounds of chicken exported annually. So interesting side note is that the U.S. consumer market really favors more of the white meat, such as the breast meat, while many other parts of the world really prefer the dark meat, such as leg quarters. And we're even sending the chicken feet, Newell, the paws.
Dave,
it's
I'm a dark meat guy.
I am too. I'm a thigh guy.
Yeah, we're two dark meat guys
I'm
over here.
I like thigh meat in my
gumbo. Well. It's more flavorful. And you know what? I mean, it's a good match, right? The poultry industry does a great job where literally every single part of the chicken is used, whether, you know, to serve the U.S. domestic market or, you know, the chicken feet. There's virtually
where do the
no
feet
demand.
Go? Who's buying the feet?
So Taiwan and China, other parts of Asia. So I actually lived in Taiwan for a year after college, and I saw a lot of chicken feet get eaten over there. It was never my cup of tea, but, hey, I was glad that the U.S. is able to supply overseas markets with with the paws.
I've been in a couple of convenience stores.
My predecessor, Harry Lee, loved chicken feet.
I've seen the jar in convenience stores from time to time. Pickled chicken feet around here. I've never thought I needed to eat that part of the chicken, though. So
let's bring Christopher Britton in.
Fingers.
Let's bring Christopher Britton in for a moment. Christopher, so what makes the port of New Orleans, this location, so important to, like, this poultry export business that we just talked about?
Yeah, great question, and I think really, Gene, you did a phenomenal job. You made my job today super easy. But
don't you hate when that happens?
Everything she just said is what it is. So Lineage, just as a quick overview, we're one of the largest provider of temp controlled warehousing, and we operate about 480 strategic locations all over. And poultry in New Orleans, to answer your question directly, it's such a big corridor for the export poultry market. And our position and our partnership with the Port of New Orleans has been so incredible because it allows us to drive a unique service offering to our customer base, and then primarily in that poultry industry. So the location and how we operate with the port really allows us that, I call it a competitive advantage, if you will, with our industry to continue to grow that export industry and really be able to offer multi-services and a portfolio of suite of services to our customers really help execute their business models. So the relationships have been absolutely incredible.
It seems like there are very few companies willing to tackle the challenges that come with that, because you have to keep the poultry frozen for the entire journey.
Absolutely.
And you guys have mastered that, and that's really impressive that you're able to take it from the Port of New Orleans in these specialized containers all over the world, and it still arrives frozen.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You know, we're fortunate. You know, as Janine highlighted about some of the acquisitions that have occurred, you know, Lineage entered New Orleans in 2020 with that acquisition that she stated with New Orleans Cold. But, you know, this is a fun fact. New Orleans Cold Storage was the oldest cold storage operator in North America in 1885. That, to me, was just that was a fact that I wasn't even aware of. And when I did my homework a few years ago, I said, wow, this is a deep-rooted organization. So although Lineage, right, as a company, has only been there since 2020. We're fortunate to really have a longstanding relationship that runs deep in New Orleans in particular, and we're just so blessed to have such an amazing workforce. We employ about 130 to 150 team members at our two locations, and they're a phenomenal crew, and that's what we love so much, is to be a part of New Orleans with our safety records, keeping our people safe, but then to your point, conducting a part of the supply chain that really benefits the world. And I think that's something very excited about, not only the relationship with the port, but something Lineage is offering as well. We're very excited about that.
So, Christopher, you guys have a service called iHouse. Tell us about that and what exactly that is.
Yeah, absolutely. So iHouse, or an inspection house, an import house, it's a way that we bring product into the United States, right? So we're importing these commodities and goods, and we do that with in-house USDA inspectors. This is a streamlined inspection service. It's crucial for meats and poultry, and that's because it's required 100% of USDA inspections before hitting the market here in the U.S. And having that capability on site at a cold storage facility, if those that are listening are in the industry, that's a big deal. Right, to be able to move fast and obviously bring quality to their product and give them that sense and that safety of their products in really great shape. So we're doing all of that to help our customers bring in commodities and do it safely, obviously, and then make sure we're hitting all of our regulatory requirements as well. It's something a little bit new to New Orleans, right? We just talked about the export market and how we're so big in poultry, and we are, and we're going to continue to be, because that's the lifeblood. That's really what this was built off of. But we believe that offering this public service to our customers internationally and obviously domestically, we can really start to bring in more containers, more ships calling the port. And I think it's just a great benefit for the city of New Orleans, the Port of New Orleans. And it's just a great offering that we're able to provide for our customer base now.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Christopher, my wife's family operated a public cold storage warehousing facility on Edwards Avenue in Elmwood. And at one point in time, hot dogs, for whatever reason, were huge, and we were shipping hot dogs overseas for the longest time.
Frozen hot dogs.
I think it may have been an FDA program. I don't exactly recall. It was many years ago. Are there still things like that? You know, it seemed a weird product to me that we were shipping hot dogs.
The things that we will freeze, Noel, is pretty incredible. So, yeah, I mean, there's all kinds. I mean, when you look at our portfolio of business, and just to talk about a few, you know, you've got frozen poultry, you've got frozen vegetables, you have fresh produce in some of our facilities across the United States and globally. And really, if you know, as long as guidelines are met, I mean, these freezers can hold the commodities that our consumers are buying, and they can be very unique in nature. So that doesn't surprise me that you were storing frozen hot dogs and shipping that. That's definitely something that is in some of our facilities today.
If you would, I guess y'all are doing blast freezing IQF, right?
That's correct.
If you would, describe that. I think a lot of the public doesn't really recognize why it's so important and how you're able to bring it down through the temperature range in such a short period of time that keeps that product fresh. And in many respects, you would never know that it was ever frozen.
Yeah, it's a great question, and a lot of terminology in our industry is just not common talk. So it's a great question. So blast freezing is ultimately a way of using cold air to quick freeze products for storage and for transportation. So if a commodity arrives at our facility, and a lot of time with our producers, that is very common that the commodity may come into the building at above freezing temperatures, and it's needing to be prepared and prepped for storage. We use blast freezing. It is, to your point, a key part of food safety and also food quality. You hit on that, hit that nail on the head. So when the product comes in, we basically put slats or separate the boxes so they don't freeze together. And then we use a process of blast freezing cold air, just high pressure air into these pallets, freezing the commodity. It helps with ice crystals. And it preserves, too, the commodity itself. Usually taking between 24 and 48 hours per pallet. And it's a much faster way of freezing product than just putting it in a freezer. And again, it really helps with the quality of the product. It's something we offer heavily at our New Orleans facilities. And it's a very common practice almost daily that we provide that service for, not just our customers and the producers, but obviously for our customers as well.
And these are commodities that, were they not frozen, could not be distributed halfway around the globe because they just wouldn't survive
the spoilage rate is too quick.
It's vastly important. If we want to make these products available to a large portion of the world, they have to be frozen, and there has to be a great way to do it, and it sounds like New Orleans is the best place to do that.
Christopher,
yeah, absolutely.
And this would be to both you as well as Janine. I think historically our area, going back 40 years, even though we had New Orleans cold storage as one of the first, we were always kind of underserved relative to cold storage. I have to imagine there's still room for more capacity.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, Lineage is the dominant player in the market, but we do have another entrant that is getting ready to open a new facility, actually in Pearl River, Louisiana, and that's Agile Cold. So, well, Lineage is much larger, and I think, Chris, you guys are the number one in the world in terms of temperature-controlled warehousing. But there is, we are seeing some more interest in new capacity coming into the market, just exactly because of the demand that we're seeing.
Chris?
I think Janine hit the nail on the head. I think as we've seen the change in our global economy, you know, really coming off of the COVID bubble, if you will, and people seeing the need for cold storage across the United States, we've certainly, we as Lineage has made some strategic acquisitions and also increased our footprint in North America and also globally. So yeah, Janine, I echo your sentiment. It's been a long time coming, and I think more and more are entering the market, and Lineage continues to grow with that same market focus.
Chris, real quick, just curiosity, kind of a crazy question, but is this an industry that was kind of dominated by like family-owned cold storage operations that now have become more corporate in nature?
I don't think it's come more corporate in nature, but we are a company built on acquisition. When you look at the Shield and what we stand for, that Lineage name came from those acquisitions, from some of those,
right.
To your point, just some of those family-owned or smaller organization with some larger strategic acquisitions happening a little bit later on. Right. But what I love about Lineage is we've not lost that culture. And that, to me, is one of the most important things. When you acquire a company or if you grow through acquisition, one of your biggest focuses has to be the people. And I think we haven't lost that. I think when we look at our company and we look what we're building here with Lineage, it's just a testament of great leadership and a great focus to culture. So, yeah, we are very smart about what we do. When we acquire, we know we're acquiring great companies. And so we want to make sure we keep that.
Yeah, a lot of that's long-term relationships with farmers and others in different geographic areas. Each area having its own nuances, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, before we let you both run, we've got to ask you our question of the day here now, because they're asking here at the host committee booth here at the Morial Convention Center, do you prefer your gumbo over rice or potato salad?
I would have to say I'm kind of a traditionalist. You know, I definitely eat more of the rice-based gumbo, but every now and then it's fun to mix it up with some potato salad. So I would say majority rice, sometimes potato salad.
All right, Chris?
Love that. I've always done rice, but I've been down in New Orleans now for 3 or 4 years working with Lineage and working with the Port of New Orleans. So I was introduced to the potato salad, and it is fantastic. So thank you for introducing me to something new.
No one says you can't do both.
It's all determined by the number that appears on the scale that week as to whether or not it's going to be potato salad, rice, or brown rice.
Yeah. You can do one bowl of each, or you can just put a dollop of potato salad on top of the gumbo with the rice.
With the rice. That's what I do. I don't.
Absolutely.
Thank you both for joining us. We sure appreciate it. And I don't know, maybe it was the first time you've done the Port of New Orleans show, actually sitting here at the Port of New Orleans.
At the Port of New Orleans, absolutely.
Yeah, so,
actually, I think.
Awesome.
We're going to have to do it at the port office one day for sure.
There you go.
That'd be great.
Thank you all so much for joining us. We truly appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Who are you pulling for in the Super Bowl? Put you on the spot. The Chiefs?
I'm going for the Chiefs. Got family in Kansas City, so I'm rooting for the Chiefs.
For the Chiefs.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I'm a Texas Tech Red Raider alumni, so I got to go with my man Patrick Mahomes for the win.
There you go. A lot of connections there. Y'all have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
We will be right back,
folks, from Media Row. I'm Newell Norman. He's Dave Cohen. We're having a blast. I hope you're having fun, too. We're going to talk about the program. I got a copy of the program here, Dave.
That is a big old program for the Super Bowl. Wow.
Look how pretty that thing.
Drew Brees just walked by. Hey, Drew. All right, we'll be right back on WWL.